Non tomber café de manhã.
Je suis des États-Unis et d'où viens-tu?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
Flu vaccines flying out of drive-thru events across the Thomas Jefferson Health District.
We did not see the turnout last year that we saw this year.
This year, just over 1,200 vaccines were distributed through the district's vaccination events.
And I think that has to do a lot with COVID, and I think it also has to do a lot with marketing, not having to take your children into a very busy, crowded pharmacy or doctor's office. It is huge. And I think that really did help get the numbers up.
The Salvation Army needs bell ringers of all kinds. Amy Andrews from the Salvation Army of Charlottesville was on WCHV Radio to tell us about it.
You do not need to come any closer than 6 feet of someone. And there's a couple of ways we're doing that. One, each individual we have, I just went and picked them up earlier this week, an individual PPE kit. We do have the contactless way with Apple Pay and Google Pay. So you just put your phone up there, you bump it, Apple Pay will pop up, and you donate whatever amount you'd like. You can volunteer in a number of ways. You don't necessarily just have to volunteer to bell ring. Register2ring.com.
A massive gun show that was planned for this weekend in Dulles will not happen. A judge agreed with Attorney General Mark Herring and blocked the gun show.
Organizers argued that prohibiting the event would be a violation of Second Amendment constitutional protections. The Virginia Tourism Corporation is sending just shy of $10,000 to the Crozet Arts and Crafts Festival from their Recovery Marketing Leverage Program, which helps tourism entities attract visitation by leveraging limited local marketing funds with local match of state grants.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Members and friends of Albemarle Baptist Church invite you to visit them at 1685 Roslyn Ridge Road, Charlottesville. They're committed to glorifying God and serving the people of our community while working to provide a warm, welcoming atmosphere each Sunday, focusing on bringing glory to God through traditional hymns and heartfelt preaching from the Bible.
And tune in Sunday evening at 8 for The Bible Says, a ministry of Albemarle Baptist Church on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Georgia certifies the election but leaves the door open for further challenges. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. President-elect Joe Biden has been declared the winner in Georgia, but that may not be the end of the legal road for President Trump.
In his certification announcement, Governor Brian Kemp said President Trump can now ask for an additional recount. He praised most elections workers in the state, but said it was hard to believe thousands of uncounted votes were found after the election during a hand recount, calling that unacceptable.
It's important to note that this audit only looked at ballots, not the signatures on the absentee applications or the signatures on the ballot envelopes. The Georgians I've heard from are extremely concerned about this.
He said he'd urge the Secretary of State to look into that, especially ahead.